Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel. May I have your zip code, please, to pull up your account?
Zip code 29644.
Okay, thank you for that information.
Do you have that?
I'm sorry, ma'am.
I just want to know what this transaction was. It was on my credit card, and I just don't know what company this is or what was bought from y'all or whatever. I just need to know.
Okay, I'd be happy.
I don't know if I forgot, you know, that I had gotten something or what, but anyway.
Okay, well, I'd be happy to assist with finding out some more information.
Okay, it was $86.31, and when I got on there to see the amount that I owed my credit card, I didn't understand what this was, and so that's why I'm calling to find out what, you know, this order was.
Okay, I'd be happy to assist with that. I just need to get your information pulled up, and
okay.
I have two databases, so... Searching the second one here. And you said that your zip code is 29644.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. If you could please repeat your first and last name.
My first name is Kathy with a K. And last name is Culbertson, C-U-L-B-E-R-T-S-O-N.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Culbertson. And for security purposes, please verify your address.
It's 115 4th Street, and that's in Fountain Inn, South Carolina.
Okay, and I thank you for that information. Mm-hmm. And one moment, please.
Okay.
All right, let's see. I've gotten an account located that shows your name, and it shows your address of shipping and billing. So let's see.
So just tell me what it was.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to find out here.
Okay.
Let's see. It shows three things here. Let's see. It shows the relief boost, and it's
What's that?
It shows as a CBD product. It shows as the probably the it shows the relief boost CBD gummy. And it's, you know, a product that helps you with, like, relief from anxiety, from stress, pain.
When was that sent?
Let's see. And before that, let me, it also shows the relief CBD cream. So it looks like you had the CBD gummy, the cream, and had a patch, rapid relief patch.
Nope, I didn't get any of that. No, I didn't.
Okay, I have to identify. Okay. All right. With the identification of what it shows here, let's see. This started with two shipping and handling. It shows of $6.49 and $7.48. And the relief patch was a purchase of $19.98. But the subscription is for the gummies and the cream. Let's see.
Well, I didn't get any of that, and I don't have no subscription for any of that.
Well, it starts out as what's called trial offers, which means a 30-day supply is shipped and you try it out first. But let me just take a look.
I didn't get it, though. Why would it say it was shipped to this address when I didn't even get it?
Well, I'm just reviewing the account. It shows that an order confirmation was sent to... an email here. It shows as KATMO at NCTV. Yes. Is that NCTV? Let's see.
But my email is not that.
All right. That's the email that it shows. Can you also verify a phone number for me, please?
It's 864-554. 0002. Do you have that number?
It's a similar number. I can get you to the fraud department if you are saying that you didn't. Do you remember paying shipping and handling?
I don't remember getting anything from y'all.
Okay.
I don't, you know, have the gummies or the cream or none of that stuff. I just usually get from Amazon.
Okay. All right. Well, these starters trial offers maybe with something like a survey that's done.
Okay.
Just
make sure nothing else, you know, is charged on my account, you know, because if I tell my credit card, they'll cancel it and have to issue another one. And I don't want that to happen because I have so much rent and all my utilities and everything that comes from that credit card. And if it's canceled, mm-hmm. none of that's going to get paid and it's going to take a while. And I just don't want that to happen. And that's why I was calling. If you just want to leave that $86 or whatever on there, I just want to make sure that, you know, I'm not on any kind of subscription and nobody else uses my card for any more of that stuff and all.
Okay, well,
make sure you do that.
I can certainly get that closed out or get it canceled, but as far as that's what it shows here and with the cancel.
I've had so many problems because I'm disabled. I cannot get out and go places or anything. I'm just stuck here all the time. And I usually just order from Amazon, you know, what I need and everything. And so many people have gotten my credit cards and, you know, I've had them canceled and everything. And I just don't know why that's been happening.
Okay, well, let me just take a look. Now, with the cancellation, of course, that cancels future charges and shipments.
Good.
But it is showing a current tracking number that ends in 2800. We don't ship here in the call center, but it just shows as of May 1, it was a waiting scan. And it says that the product will probably be arriving later than expected. And that's based on the United States Postal Service. But what I can do, let's see.
But I never have ordered any of that.
I can refund 35% of what it shows you were just charged. Let's All right. All right, it is showing $86.31.
Right, that's what was on there. And I just didn't know what, you know, that was for. I didn't know what company this was. It showed ADORNEDFITTI. I didn't know what that was.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to explain except of whatever name shows by the charge is probably a merchant name, but that's the product that I told you about is what it shows here. So let me just take a look here. Get your...
I wouldn't have made a subscription for, you know, any kind of products or anything. I just would order something when I needed it. You know, that's all I do. And
okay, do you remember maybe if while you're on Amazon, if you completed a survey or customer satisfaction survey?
No, I didn't.
Because that's how some of these start.
But, I know, I did. I used to get on Publishers Clearinghouse a lot, you know, last year. And, I mean, so many different surveys I'd take, and then they'd have me subscribed on these different things. So I quit doing that. And I said, I just don't want to get, you know, subscriptions when you don't even expect that's happening.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, let me, I can refund 50% of that $86.31, but there is a shipment that is in process.
Yeah.
And I can provide you with the tracking number as well. Is there anyone else at your address maybe you think that did something?
No, I'm just all alone. I don't have any children. I'm just by myself. All my family's already passed away. And so I never see anybody. I never get out and go places. I'm just stuck home all the time.
Okay. All right. Are you accepting a 50% refund for that $86.31?
Whatever you want to do, it doesn't matter. I just don't want anything else to get charged that I didn't order, you know, or anything. So just what, you know.
Okay, well,
I don't know who got this, but I just don't want them to, you know, keep getting it and charging my account. Because I've been disabled for 25 years, so I just get Social Security, and I only get $1,200 a month, and it takes all that just to pay, you know, all my utilities and my rent and all that kind of stuff. And so that's just not good. I don't have enough money to buy hardly anything other than just pay my rent and utilities and everything like that. And I just get very little bit of what I eat, mostly just protein bars from Amazon. That's basically it.
Okay. All right. Well, with the cancellation, that is effective today. And okay. It does cancel future charges, future shipments.
Well, that's fine.
But
you don't have to, you know, refund any money if you don't want to. I mean, I just don't want it charged like next month and next, you know, things like that. That's why I was wanting to call, because I knew it was something that I didn't order. Somebody else had gotten my card, I guess, off online or something. And I didn't want to cancel the card because, you know, I just hate for, you know, my rent and all that not to get paid, you know, waiting on a new card to come and all. And that was basically it.
Okay. I can understand that. But let me just go ahead and provide you with the cancellation number. Pardon me.
Because my credit card, they always send me a message and ask me if I made this charge or not, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't tell them I didn't make it because I didn't want my card canceled. That's just, I mean, I've had that happen so many times. I just don't like that going on.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And are you ready for the cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that is the letter C as in cancel.
Okay.
921.
921.
B Bravo.
B, okay.
98.
98.
43.
43.
72.
72. And that's the cancellation number. So I won't have to do anything with that, will I? Or why'd you give that to me?
That's confirming that this is canceled and you won't have anything else that will be billed or shipped. Now, we wouldn't be able to stop what the post office is showing, a waiting delivery scan as of May 1. Mm-hmm. So eventually something will be coming to your address. But
really?
Yes, ma'am. Would you like the tracking number?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Okay. It's up to you, but it shows a USPS tracking number that ends in 2800. Well. It just says on the website, the delivery status of your item has not been updated as of May 1, 2022, 1:58 a.m. We apologize that it may arrive later than expected.
Well, but I wonder why I would get it if I didn't order it. Do y'all send things to people, let them try it, and if they like it, they would continue to order it?
Well, we're a call center. We don't even process orders over the phone. Mm-hmm. That's why I was asking, maybe find out if maybe you did a survey with Amazon, because we don't process these orders.
Yeah, well, I
or send
never
the surveys.
Done one with Amazon. And you know what's weird too is I got two gold coins in the mail, and I hadn't ordered these, and they sent a whole bunch of other information saying, you know, you can get a discount for this, that, or whatever. And I'm sure got any of these, they'd, you know, sign me up and have me on. And so, should I mail these back to them? Because I didn't order them.
Well, with this, I don't think it would have a return policy with it, but I can refund 75% of it. But yeah, you would be welcome to keep it.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I was just asking about these gold coins that I got. I didn't know.
Oh, okay. Oh, we don't have the gold coins here.
I know this, I almost forgot where this came from, and I had never ordered any of these, but they sent, man, a whole big old bunch of information with all different kind of silver and gold coins that you can get, you know, at a cheaper price and everything. But
yes,
I'm sure if you order one, they'll sign you up and you'll get monthly ones, you know, and you'll have to pay every month when they send you some.
Yes, ma'am.
But, you know, and I didn't know why they sent these two, if I should send them back or if I'm going to have to pay for them. And I couldn't find any information about the ones that they sent. Everything
okay.
that I found, it was from American Mint. That's where
okay.
it's from. But they've got lots of, I always like gold coins and everything, because I've got some that I've got, you know, decades ago, really.
Yes,
but,
ma'am.
I don't know why they sent these. I mean, I guess they're trying to get people to get signed up and all that sort of thing. So, I didn't know. You know, I was thinking about just sending them back. I don't know how much it costs. It's just two, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Coins. They're not that heavy. I like them. But it didn't have no price in there about, you know, it didn't say if you want to keep those coins, you know, pay this amount. It just had all these other coins that they want you to order. And so I might need to try to call them.
Yes, ma'am. We wouldn't be able to assist you with that. But I have gone ahead and refunded that full charge of $86.31. If you would please allow 3 to 5 business days, you will see it reflected back to your account. I'll also have
okay.
that refund number.
Well, what's going to happen if the order comes here?
You can just keep it or give it as a gift, but you just don't have to worry about it. It's refunded.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So I just, you know, it doesn't matter if I get it or not then. That's okay,
well,
then.
I guess it would not. Yes, ma'am. It's been refunded.
But if I did get it and I liked it, I'd probably order some more.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
You know, I heard that those gummies and everything is supposed to help pain and all that sort of thing. And I've had 3 spinal fusions, and that's what got me disabled. And I just can't stand up hardly and move around. I have to use a walker. And it's just, you know, I'm always in pain. And I used to have to go to pain clinic and take those opioids, and I hated them. And so I just quit. And, you know, thanks to God, I'm not suffering as much as, you know, I used to. Even when I used to take those prescription drugs, I don't like taking them. They don't make you feel good.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, I do have that refund confirmation number. You have something to write with?
Oh, yeah. Let me go in my pen. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, that is the letter R as in refund.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 874.
874.
329.
329.
Yes, ma'am. That is it. That's confirming that the $86.31 refund has been processed, and you'll see it in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Well, I certainly do appreciate it. Thank you so much. I don't know who must have got that number, but, you know, I heard where a lot of people, you know, get on there and they do collect stuff from other people's, you know, accounts and everything. And I just, you know, thought that was just kind of rough, you know, going through all this. But I just have to do what I got to do, you know, pay my rent and everything. I just...
Yes, ma'am.
Gosh, I was even thinking maybe of going to assisted living and all that kind of stuff and then you don't have to worry about all that. They can take care of it all.
Yes, ma'am.
So we'll just have to see, because I don't have any family left and everything. And well, I do have a niece, but I rarely get to see her because she's working all the time and everything. But everybody else is gone, and I miss them, and I'm ready to go myself and get to heaven and get to see them and see Jesus and everything. I'm just so grateful he's helped me through all this.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I appreciate your help, too. Thank you so much. I'm glad I called and got this, because I knew it probably happened next month, you know, if I hadn't called you. I didn't know what that was, you know, that amount.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
Anyway, I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
Well, you are welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a good rest of the day.
Okay, I hope you do, too. Okay, bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.